All stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekkr5, mountain-state-survival.com. I want to talk about something completely different than the topic that I'm going to be on today. Pardon the children laughing in the background. We recently bought a bunch of fake snowballs, and the kids are having a fake snowball fight in the living room. But I was going to get back on the kingdom building series, but due to some things that are happening right now around the world, and after trying to put on either Aristocats or Peter Pan for my kids, I want to talk about censorship and why that's starting to play a very heavy role in our politics, in our everyday way of life. Let me start off with the disclaimer now. I don't know how many of you parents have seen this. I just saw it, so that shows you how much I'm on this Disney app plus thing. So I want you to listen to this. This is a disclaimer by Disney before playing the very famous, very good old style cartoons like Peter Pan. What else was it? Aristocats. There was a few others on there. But this is their disclaimer. Okay, it says, this program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now. Rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together. Disney is committed to creating stories with inspirational and aspirational themes that reflect the rich diversity of the human experience around the globe. To learn more stories about how, to learn more about how stories have impacted society, visit www.disney.com. Wow. So let's just go ahead and state that Disney's latest attempt at trying to make a blockbuster movie took them, I think it was approximately $120 million to make this animation cartoon starring all homosexual characters. And it had a huge flop. So far, I think it's made $20 million. That's too much in my mindset, but you know, you can't stop stupid people from watching this type of crap. But it speaks to how the nation doesn't want this agenda. And these mega corporations, and we're going to get into a segment that I had from Louder with Crowder. I was listening to these guys this morning. I always listen to Louder and Crowder every single day if I can't. He's on Rumble. He's finally back on YouTube. You can go to Mug Club and you can sign up and listen to some of his stuff privately. I may end up having to do something very similar because I'm guarantee I'm going to get shut down. But these mega corporations are telling our government, especially America and Canada and China, what to do, how to suppress rights, how to target people, and how they can benefit monetarily from this New World Order agenda. This is going to go into maybe a few other things. I got a segment from Glenn Beck we're going to listen to here after this. And we're going to talk about the digital currency that the Fed has now created. But what does all this really get to? You may have heard me say this for a while now. And I'm dubbing this next series, probably it's going to be a 3 or 4 part series, as the infrastructure of the Antichrist. I think we are in perilous times. I think biblically we are in very prophetic times. But if you don't look at it from a biblical lens, then look at it from a lens of historical facts. When a nation goes down this path, when a nation destroys its dogmas that stood up the nation, when it goes against the founders of the nation and their credos, when it goes against the Constitution, our republic, and trying to turn us into a democracy is what they're trying to do. When it goes against God, obviously, and then the natural formations of life, you know, men and women being together and not this other way of living, societies start to collapse. And you'll have a few independent intellectuals. Is that a word I would use? Maybe liars is a better word. You would have a few of these intellectuals who will tell you that the teeter-tottering of societal differences in accepting people for the way they want to be is the way it should be. And that's not the way it's been historically, ever. And just to segue a little bit, let's talk about the 8 reasons why Rome fell and see if this can correlate to what's happening in America. Now, this is an article wrote by History Channel by Evan Andrews. Make sure that whenever you cite somebody that you don't steal the work, you always give the credit to the author. So, 8 reasons why Rome fell. And this was wrote back in 2019. Originally in 2014. So here's the first of the 8 reasons. Let's see if any of this sounds similar to what's happening to America over the last, let's say, 10, 15 years. All right, so 1, invasions by barbarian tribes. Now, I know right off the bat, everybody's going to say the open border and third world people coming into America. Okay, if you want to take that platform and stand on it, you can. I'm just reading. The most straightforward theory for Western Rome's collapse was pinned on the fall of a string of military losses that were sustained against outside forces, enemy forces. Rome had actually tangled with Germanic tribes for centuries, but the 300s, the 300 years, barbarian groups like the Goths had encroached beyond the empire's borders. The Romans weathered a Germanic uprising in the late 4th century, but in 410, the Visigoth king, Alaric, successfully sacked the city of Rome. The empire spent the next several decades under constant threat before the Eternal City was raided again in 455, this time by the Vandals. Finally, in 476, the Germanic leader, Odoacer, staged a revolt and deposed Emperor Romulus Augustulus. From then on, no Roman emperor would ever again rule from a post in Italy, leading many to cite that 476, the year 476, as the year that the Western Empire suffered its death blow. So, the invasion of barbarian tribes. Now, I'm not going to try and make this into an immigration thing. What I'm going to say is the invasion of these different thoughts, different ways of thinking, these different mentalities that were that have more or less usurped your constitutional rights and have attempted to stage a coup on the Constitution. And it was all brought to you by social media, big tech. You had the universities that were coming in, teaching kids how to become extremists, how to become radicals, how to become racist, to love everything that's LGBTQRS, to include the pedophilia part. Oh, by the way, you have now this pedophile ring rampant throughout America. We're going to be talking with Jamie Walden about that soon. And you have all these different ideas that are not traditionally anti-American that I would say would be the constant invasions, the constant spearhead attacks into the heart of the foundation of America, turning ourselves into the barbarians. How strange. Number two, economic troubles and over-reliance on slave labor. Even as Rome was under attack from outside forces, it was also crumbling from within thanks to a very severe financial crisis. Sound familiar yet? It was also under constant, it was in constant wars, it was overspending, and had significantly lightened the imperial coffers and the oppressive taxation that happened on the people and the inflation had widened the gap between the rich and the poor. This is from 400 AD. Oh, how does it sound like 2022, though? In the hope of avoiding the tax man, many members of the wealthy classes had even fled to the countryside and set up independent fiefdoms. I have said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Eventually, you people in the inner cities and in the suburbs are going to see that it is too late to stay. You're going to sell. Hopefully you do sell your home. Hopefully it does get bought. And then you're going to run. You're going to run to the countryside, out where people like me live, and you're going to establish your own fiefdom, like I did. Hopefully you'll be able to find like-minded people and expand the kingdom. All right, continuing. At the same time, the empire was rocked by a labor deficit. Nobody wanted to work. Nobody wants to work now in America. I can't believe it. In 2020, Domino's out in Mineral Wells, Texas, little bitty, know-nothing town, Texas, it was $18 an hour as a pizza delivery driver. $18 an hour to drive around and deliver pizzas. When I worked for a construction business called Connex, we were contracted to be doing shutdowns and turnarounds at the Motiva plant. I believe it was the XYZ gate that was in Port Arthur, Texas. And I started off as a helper with tools. Now, a helper is just, you know, hey, you turn the wrench over here and you pick this up and move it over there. And these oil refineries, it's constant maintenance and refitting parts because the parts wear out. So as a helper with tools, I got like an extra, I think it was an extra $2 to bring my own tools with me. So as a helper with tools, and this is in 2010 when I came out of the Marine Corps, I was getting paid $10 an hour, working 12-hour days, driving 2 hours to work, 2 hours back home, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, literally manual labor from the moment you come in, then you get like a 30-minute, 45-minute break to eat, and then it is manual labor from chasing one job to another. There was always something to do. Very rarely was it an easy light day. And that was a hard way to make money. But now, I mean, in town, almost $20 an hour to work at McDonald's. They can't find people to work. I don't know about you guys, but when I was growing up, $20 an hour, if I was a kid, I'd be doing it. I'd be doing it. I was busting my butt for my money. But also, that $20 doesn't mean nothing either. That $18 an hour that these people were doing for Domino's, and I want to say kids, most of the people that I saw working there were, you know, your average age adults, 30s to 40s to 50s. Not even kids anymore. But, you know, my $10 back then means $20 now, maybe even more. Rome's economy depended on slaves to till its fields, to work as craftsmen, and its military might have traditionally provided a fresh influx of conquered people to actually put to work as well. But when the expansion ground to a halt in the second century, Rome's supply of slaves and other war treasures began to dry up. What is our slave class? Our slave class, if you go to California, are the migrants who come over, who work for $2 an hour to pick our fruits, to mend our fields for the elite. Remember Nancy Pelosi saying, well, who's going to pick the fruit? Who's going to collect the asparagus? We need all the Hispanics to do it. I can't believe one of the most racist statements I've ever heard in my life, and not a peep. Not a peep from the media. Not even Fox News. But I'm not surprised. A further blow came in the 5th century to Rome, when the Vandals claimed North Africa and then began to disrupt the empire's trade by prowling the Mediterranean as pirates. With its economy faltering and its commercial and agricultural production in decline, the empire began to lose its grip on Europe. Now, how does that carry over to modern day America? Well, it's pretty easy to say that we did it to ourselves with the pandemic. With the pandemic, the lack of people working, the lack of people being able to distribute goods, we saw a huge chain supply disruption, and that's what Rome saw. They saw a disruption and their everyday carrying out of their produce, the gold, the silver, the taxes, the treasures that were needed to keep the crumbling empire alive. Are we not seeing that right now? I mean, continue to raise the gas prices, and the roads connecting one city to another are going to end up being, you know, vacant. Trucks won't be traveling down it because no one can afford the gas anymore. Same thing with our tankers. When those don't leave the ports anymore, what do? We will disrupt our own chain supply. How interesting. All right, number three, the rise of the Eastern Empire. We are the West. I'm going to say this real quick. We in the West, Western Europe, America, Canada, we see the rise of the Eastern powers, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, India, then you also have China. China and Russia and their BRICS Nations alliance, that is the East, that is the what we would call the Axis powers, and we're the allies. Sometimes I don't know really who's the good guy and who's the bad guy in this. But that is the rise that we're seeing now. All right, let's listen to the Eastern power rise from ancient Rome. The fate of Western Rome was actually partly sealed in the late 3rd century. When Emperor Diocletian divided the empire into two halves, then you would have the Western Empire, which was seated in Milan, and then you had the Eastern Empire, which is in the Byzantine Empire, later known as Constantinople, which the Turks own now. You had this division that made the empire more easily governable in the short term. But over time, the two halves drifted apart. East and West failed to adequately work together to combat outside threats, and the two often squabbled over resources and military aid. As the Gulf would then widen, the largely Greek-speaking Eastern Empire grew in wealth, while the Latin-speaking Western Empire descended into an economic crisis. Most importantly, the strength of the Eastern Empire served to divert the barbarian invasions to the West. Emperors like Constantine had ensured that the city of Constantinople was actually fortified and was very well guarded, but Italy and the city of Rome, which had only had a symbolic value for many in the East at this point, were left vulnerable. The Western political structure would finally disintegrate in the 5th century, but the Eastern Empire endured in some form for another 1,000 years before being overwhelmed by the Ottoman Empire in the 1400s. So, if we consider Rome to be like the modern-day New World Order, well, the New World Order now, you can see, is fracturing. Klaus Schwab just came out and said, China is the ideal model for a country. Pardon my French, but are you shitting me? China? Have you seen the riots, the protests? Oh, by the way, if you didn't know this, now Chinese law enforcement is going and they are hunting down. They're hunting down the protesters. Hunting them down. I remember when I took part in something like that. Here in America, the Democrats and many people in America were more than grateful for our protection until it was able to be turned against us. And then out of nowhere, we're the big bad guys. Law enforcement's racist, defund the cops, whatever. What we have now in America is we have two Romes. We have Western and we have Eastern Rome. Western Rome is the Republican Party. Eastern Rome is everything that is not the Republican Party. In between this, we're seeing the fiefdoms pop up from MAGA. We're seeing the new Republican Party trying to come out, being highly suppressed by Mitch McConnell and his other lords of the manor that hold the purse strings, that gather the taxes from you and I. You get those random text messages, don't you? Please support Representative Schmuck. He needs another $1 million. These people live like they're royalty. And that's what I want to try and implore to you with what I'm saying today. Between the politicians, who most of you know I'm not a fan of, and these big techs, who most of you know I'm really not a fan of, because they all help one another. What are they doing to help us? What, you can send a tweet faster? You can do a selfie quicker? You can jump on OnlyFans and make an extra $20 today? What has it really helped us in our society? They scream about the economics. They scream about the environment. But do you know how much environmental harm goes into making the Apple iPhone or the tablet? Quite a bit. Quite a bit of carbon comes into making that. But yet they're never going to suppress themselves. They're never going to tax themselves. They give themselves tax breaks. You all know that. It's silly, really, when we listen to these people trying to pontificate to us why they are the leaders of the world. They're the leaders of the world because Satan has given them the reins of power. For the power that Satan has been able to grab, that God said, for right now, for a little time, just a little time, you can have this power. And he's going to snatch it back from them. So right now, everything that we're seeing, don't be, you know, overly depressed. Don't be overly surprised. You were warned. You were warned. The Bible warned you. This was going to happen. I implore you to keep reading in the Bible so that your heart does not fail you for fear of what is going to come up upon this earth. All right, number four. Overexpansion and military overspending. For all my veterans and all the people who pay attention to politics, let's see if this sounds like America. So at its height, the Roman Empire would stretch from the Atlantic Ocean all the way to the Euphrates River in the Middle East. I've personally walked the Euphrates River. But its grandeur may have also been its downfall. With such a vast territory to govern, the empire faced an administrative and logistical nightmare. Even with their excellent road system, the Romans were unable to communicate quickly or effectively enough to manage their holdings. Rome would then struggle to marshal enough troops and resources to defend its frontiers from local rebellions and outside attacks. And by the 2nd century, Emperor Hadrian was forced to build his famous wall in Britain just to keep the enemy at bay. He had to build a wall. Funny. As more and more funds were funneled into the military upkeep of the empire, technological advancement would slow down Rome, and the civil infrastructure fell into despair. That is America. Our infrastructure is failing. It is in a degraded state. Some of it is non-functional. Some of it is adequate. Our troops are spread too thin to put out every fire that is started around the world. We are weak internally if anything happens. If anything happens internally, like a civil conflict, an actual violent coup, where you have coordination of people who will then attack state buildings and government buildings, try to assassinate people. Remember, 2020, Black Lives Matter. Antifa, all the riots, hundreds of thousands of people showing up, and then what would happen? Complete civil disorder. Whose streets are streets as they start to burn down mom and pop stores? It would be our military that would be called upon to deal with that when law enforcement can't. I think personally, when that day comes, law enforcement should be pulled back and the military should be put in. Because it should never get to the point that law enforcement was viewed like the SS as executioners. Let the military go in and let the military combat an insurgency, which is what I believe Antifa and Black Lives Matter was. It was an insurgency, like what we fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. Like what some of you have fought in Africa, or Syria, or Libya, or in Ukraine now. It's an insurgency. That's what this really is. Our economy is failing. We're not going to be able to afford to continue to supply Ukraine with all of our military might. We are losing it on our own. Our military is downgraded. Men and women don't want to join the military. Men and women don't want to join law enforcement. Hell, I don't blame you. Go be a firefighter. If you join the military, go to the Air Force. Almost every Marine Corps veteran who was in the infantry or an Army veteran who was in the infantry will tell you, go to the Air Force. Live the good life. Don't live as bad as we did. But you know, it's we don't have an encouragement of fighting men anymore either. You know, we men are encouraged to be kinder and softer and wear pastel colors. Men should be growing their hair to look like women and be non-binary. You know, that's all well and good. If you want to live that way, whatever, I really don't care. But there needs to be an elite series of fighting men in these United States who are willing to die with a weapon in their hand, bringing death to the enemy. Period. I don't care what form that takes. That needs to be maintained. And every time you invoke wokeism, every time you insert these crazy liberal ideologies from the Pentagon, talking about you, Lloyd Austin, every time you want to claim racism, reparations, every time you want to bring despair, you tear down what is left of the spirit of America. And thus we have become two Romes. We are a empire divided. You have some of us who want to go back, like me. I say, take us back to the frontier days. That's what I say. You want my honest opinion? Take us back to the frontier days, where we'll be raiding each other's villages, where we'll have ambushes on each other because this will be my hunting ground, and that'll be your hunting ground, and if you encroach on my hunting ground, I'll kill you. How about that? Let's see how that does for us. Bring us back into the French and Indian Wars. That type of guerrilla combat that happened. But instead, what they want is they want to still rule like if they're the royals from Britain. It almost seems like if they're the faction that decided to align themselves with England and to still become lords and ladies, become officers in the British military, instead of joining those of us who are going to fight for freedom until we can't. Government corruption, number 5. Government corruption and political instability. If Rome's sheer size made it difficult to govern, ineffective and inconsistent with their leadership, this only served to magnify the overall problem. Being that the Roman emperor had always been a particularly dangerous job, but during the tumultuous 2nd and 3rd centuries, it nearly became a death sentence to be crowned. Civil war thrust the empire into chaos, and more than 20 men took the throne in the span of only 75 years. Usually after the murder of their predecessor. The Praetorian Guard, the emperor's personal bodyguards, assassinated and installed new sovereigns at will, and once even auctioned the spot off to the highest bidder. The political rot also extended to the Roman Senate, which failed to temper the excesses of the emperors due to its own widespread corruption and incompetence. As the situation would worsen, civic pride waned, and many Roman citizens lost trust in their leadership. If anything that I've read so far, this is our America today. Your leaders auctioned off the President of the United States. China bought it. They were the biggest bidder. And they installed Joe Biden. I will find the freaking video and play you the audio of China saying it. Go on YouTube. You can look it up. Chinese officials were laughing about how they bought off Biden. They've got their man in charge. not ours. No one trusts the Senate. No one trusts the House of Republicans. I like five people in our Congress. I don't trust almost any of them. Almost all of them are millionaires, by the way. Do you trust that? Why is it that the elite get to be in charge? I think it, you know, like how you have jury duty, and in some countries like Israel, you actually have to serve in order to be considered a citizen. I think at certain points in your life, you should be inducted into being a representative of your city, of your town, your state, your county, and then eventually your country. Even if you weren't military or not, and be held to a very, very strict accountability. That way no one stays in power for too long. That way nepotism doesn't occur. It's going to occur no matter what. And no one's ever going to trust this political system after what we've gone through. But I just look at some of these people that are being wheelchaired in with oxygen canisters. And you mean to tell me that this guy was voted in full confidence by his people? I just don't. I think the fix is in completely. I think they've rigged the system completely, and no one's going to trust it, just like no one trusts the elections. Hell, soon you're not going to be able to even say anything about it. Do you remember what I talked about? February 7th, 2022, DHS came out with their National Terrorism Advisory System. I could pull it up, but I've said it so many freaking times, I might as well just memorize it. But they said that they were going to crack down on people like China did right now. They said no misinformation, malinformation, disinformation. If you talked bad about COVID, Fauci, Biden, if you were for Donald Trump, if you showed up on January 6th, they're coming after you. Well, that's me. That's you. That's Tucker Carlson. That's Donald Trump. And look, Vice President Pence, former Vice President Pence, what side did he join? He went to the left. Sitting there with Jake Tapper at CNN, say, oh man, it's so good to be here with you. And let me tell you why I don't support Trump anymore. That man will run for president. Kanye West is starting a new debacle, wanting to run for president, and asked for Donald Trump to be his vice president. Are you kidding me? Really, Kanye? I don't care that you're a billionaire. I don't care that you're this intellectual that you think you are. You're an extremely arrogant and ignorant intellectual billionaire. You seem to fit in with the crowd. And now you're pulling a political stunt. I don't know if you people out there understand that what Kanye West is doing is not going to benefit us. It's no longer funny. It's no longer the living meme on Twitter. Our country hangs in a very delicate balance. And if we don't unite like the left has, and we keep dividing ourselves into fiefdoms and into factions, we will lose this country. If it's not lost permanently already. Number six, the arrival of the Huns and the migration of the barbarian tribes. The barbarians would attack Rome And their attacks were partially stemmed from a massive migration that was caused by the Huns' invasion of Europe in the late 4th century. When these Eurasian warriors rampaged through northern Europe, they drove many Germanic tribes to the borders of the Roman Empire. The Romans would grudgingly allow members of the Visigoth tribe to cross south of the Danube and into the safety of Roman territory, but they treated them with extreme cruelty. According to the historian Ammianus Marcellinus, Roman officials even forced the starving Goths to trade their children into slavery in exchange for dog meat. Don't forget, this government right now wants to take your children and turn them into something that they're not and turn them against you, parents. And by the way, hope you like bugs for dinner. So many similarities. In brutalizing the Goths, the Romans created a very dangerous enemy from within their own borders. And this, I think, once again, speaks to the coming civil conflict that we will have in this country. The left joked about the flyover states. They supported anything anti-Christian. They more than support. They more than support taking away your First Amendment right and keeping it for themselves. That's why they keep saying it's a right to have it. When you have these people like Joe Biden saying, "Oh, guns, that's a right. It's a right given by God." Not by Joe Biden, not by Nancy Pelosi, not by Donald Trump. These men and women did not give us anything. They're here to help dictate how your life is going to continue in America as we constantly come against aversions, as we constantly come against problems throughout America, throughout time and war and economies and plagues. The changing of opinions of people, that's where these politicians are there to keep us always in center with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But instead, they do everything to subvert it. They do everything to prolifically subvert your constitutional rights. They do nothing but add on new stipulations, new policies, new laws, new mandates, more taxes, less freedom. Government is not here to give you freedom, apparently, or to keep it. Government is now here to restrain it. And I believe that is, once again, biblically, the great restrainer, right? When the oppression against the Goths became too much to bear, the Goths would rise up and revolt and eventually routed a Roman army and killed the Eastern Emperor, Emperor Valens, during the Battle of Adrianople, which was in AD 378. They shocked the Romans. And they negotiated a very flimsy peace with these barbarians, quote, barbarians, right? Because selling your children into slavery for dog meat, that's what made you the barbarian. But the truce was actually unraveled in 410 AD when the Goth king Alaric moved west and he would sack Rome. Rome is our DC, by the way. With the Western Empire weakened, Germanic tribes like the Vandals and the Saxons were able to surge across its borders and occupy Britain, Spain, and North Africa. We are eventually, in this country, we are going to see a dynamic between two political factions, and one, or both, I guess you could say, is a dynasty of factions. There's multiple different facets here. There's various different layers and belief systems. But the two will unite against the, you'll have the right and then you'll have the left. And these two factions will eventually go to war with each other over who will be the supreme faction, the supreme ideology, the supreme legislator of the land. I think that conflict is right around the corner. 2025, 2024, I think that's when it's going to begin. January 6th wasn't the beginning. It was the setup. 9/11 wasn't the beginning. It was the setup. These are events connected by narratives leading to the next event. America is primed. It's a powder keg. We are primed for civil war. We are primed for civil conflict. They are convincing people to assassinate politicians. They are convincing people to attack one another. Mother against daughter. Father against son. A man's own household will become his own enemies. The Bible keeps speaking the truth. When you cannot turn to your politicians, when the judges will not hold themselves accountable or criminals accountable, when prosecutors will ignore these villains, and when law enforcement is told to stand down and then carries out that order, the only truth that is left in the field comes from the pages of the Bible. And those of you who cling to it, as Obama said, those of us who cling to our Bibles and our guns, damn right we do. Now I'm going to give you a paradigm shift here. Number 7 on this list is Christianity and the loss of traditional values. I would say replace Christianity with wokeism as we read this, okay? So instead of saying Christianity, I'm going to say wokeism. Let's see if this makes more sense to us. You know what? Better yet, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the full thing, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to replace Rome with America and Christianity with wokeism. All right? So here we go. The decline of Rome dovetailed with the spread of Christianity, and some have argued that the rise of a new faith helped to contribute to the empire's fall. The Edict of Milan legalized Christianity in 313, and it later became the state religion in 380. These decrees ended centuries of persecution, but they may have also eroded the traditional Roman value system. Christianity displaced the polytheistic Roman religion, the pantheon of gods, which viewed the emperor also as having a divine status, and also shifted focus away from the glory of the state and onto a sole deity. Meanwhile, popes and other church leaders took an increased role in political affairs, further complicating governance. The 18th century historian Edward Gibbon was the most famous proponent of this theory, but his take has since been widely criticized. While the spread of Christianity may have played a small role in curbing Roman civic virtue, most scholars now argue that its influence paled in comparison to military, economic, and administrative factors. Okay, so real quickly, let's see if this makes sense. We'll read it again, and I will replace Rome with America and Christianity with wokeism. All right, so the decline of America dovetailed with the spread of wokeism, and some have argued that the rise of a new faith in wokeism, the New Green Deal, helped to contribute to the empire's fall. The Edict of Milan, or what was that? The accord, the French accord with the New Green Deal, legalized wokeism, and it later became the state religion. These decrees ended centuries of persecution, but they may have also eroded the traditional American value system. Wokeism displaced Christianity, which viewed God as the only being of worship. Meanwhile, popes and other church leaders took an increased role in political affairs, further complicating governance. Sounds like that fits very well to me now. All right, number 8. Weakening of the Roman legions. For most of its history, Rome's military was the envy of the ancient world. But during the decline, the makeup of the once mighty legions, the legiones, began to change. Unable to recruit enough soldiers from the Roman citizenry, emperors like Diocletian and Constantine began hiring foreign mercenaries to prop up their armies. Okay, right now, I'll say it. We are in a decline militarily, and our wars are going to be fought by guys like me who used to be contractors for the government as a veteran, fighting as a mercenary in place of the military. That is going to be your future wars. We're seeing that right now in Ukraine. The Wagner Group, a huge mercenary group out of Africa that's all Russian affiliate. All right, they're fighting for Russia. Russia went in and tapped some of its other military resources. You know, this is the future of combat. When we were in Iraq and Afghanistan as contractors, when we were fighting in Syria as contractors, it's all the same thing. The ranks of the legions eventually would swell with Germanic Goths and other barbarians so much that the Romans began using the Latin word barbarus in place of soldier. While these Germanic soldiers of fortune proved to be fierce warriors, they had also had little or no loyalty to the empire, and their power-hungry officers often turned against their Roman employers. In fact, many of the barbarians who sacked the city of Rome and brought down the Western Empire had earned their military stripes while they served in the Roman legions. All right, so that's my history lesson for you. I think I'd probably be one of the coolest history teachers around. If I wouldn't be completely shut down, that's probably what I would be doing. The critical nature right now of our country is leading to a very disparaging thought with the impending infrastructure of the Antichrist. We have this huge flux of the need for people to silence one another, silence their speech, take away their First Amendment rights. But we have corporations that are bigger than governments, more powerful, more wealthy than governments, who can tell governments what to do, or at the behest of a government, will then suppress the people. So though the people are being suppressed, it's not by the government, it's by the corporation, right? On the behest of the government. That 5 degrees of separation, right? I want you to listen to this this morning's recording that I made of Steven Crowder and his crew. Great, great job, guys. I don't know if they listen to the show or not. I'm a huge fan. I wish we had more guys like Steven Crowder and his crews out there talking about the real things that are happening in this country. So make sure you please support him and his crew. Keep them up and running. But let's listen to this real quick.
I don't know, pick a week, any week, whether we're banned from Facebook that week, used to be Twitter, certainly YouTube, but we know this. All Elon Musk is saying is allow both sides to have a seat at the table. So what happens? You just heard that from the White House. You just heard that from... it's just the White House can't control Elon themselves. They're not powerful enough. But other companies are. That's the dog whistle. So Elon Musk tweeted this out. I have no reason to not believe him. Apple apparently is considering removing Twitter from the App Store. That's also important to note. He also, by the way, Musk retweeted a post by the blockchain publisher Library that claimed Apple censored its material. Something else, let's be really clear about this. We don't know if this is entirely true. We're hearing this from Elon Musk. We do know that Apple has pulled advertising from Twitter. That part can be confirmed. I don't know if they're threatening to pull him from the Apple Store. I haven't heard anything from Tim Cook yet. But you have to go with the information that is available. Let's go to the tail of the tape. Apple, their history. In 2021, Apple, along with Google, completely banned Parler from its App Store.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Do you remember when Parler was the next big thing? Yeah. All Apple has to do is make that threat. Earlier on with Uber, they did the same thing. Now, Uber was doing some stuff that they shouldn't have been doing, but they threatened to remove them from the Apple Store. That will get CEOs fired. That will get boards motivated to change in the company, or it will get people's companies to crumble to the ground because they depend on the App Store to be in the public.
And we'll get to the numbers. Well, the numbers are shocking.
You need the advertisers.
You need the advertisers, and you need to be available on the App Store.
Yeah.
So 2021, they banned Parler from the App Store. Okay. Then you also have to take into account that... Hey, all right, they banned them, but because of hate speech, right? They're against hate. Mm. They're against extremists. Well, okay, that would hold water if Apple didn't also do the bidding of communist dictatorships, of authoritarian regimes. Here you have recently, in October 2022, Apple disabled the automatic airdrop function on iPhones in China. It's an automatic right now. If you have an iPhone, go. You can airdrop.
Yeah.
It's built in. They had to proactively disable it in order... to align themselves with the communist Chinese government.
Yes.
Apple hates the Chinese people and loves the CCP.
Right. And some people right now are posting that as though that happened in relation to these protests. No, it was a guy holding a sign up basically calling for the removal of the president, Xi Jinping. And they did that just for that one thing, not the protests that are going on right now. It's even worse. Right?
Right.
The way the protesters, and I asked this question yesterday.
Actually, we have an overlay of that guy, the banner, overlay B6, the removal of Xi.
Yeah, right there. I was wondering how these guys were communicating because China has such strict control over media and how people
are asking that. Yeah,
I asked it yesterday. They were airdropping stuff to each other. That's how some of this information was getting out. Plus, we know that there's
not anymore
tech savvy that can get around some of these rules. But now you have no ability to do that. Apple is basically saying, "Yeah, I know this is going on, but now you don't have to, you don't have the ability to communicate."
No. Parler is a much greater threat than Xi Jinping.
Yes.
How many Uyghurs have the CEOs of Parler killed?
Oh gosh.
Well, they're getting around to it.
I'd say upwards of zero.
Yeah. No. You know what? It's a rounding error.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. I'm just glad that they stand by what they believe.
Yes, exactly.
As Elon Musk, you know, that's
the evil right there. The guy who moved his facilities to Texas. Also, we have in August 2021, Apple banned the anti-government engravings in China, Hong Kong, Taiwan. Again, are you noticing the pattern here? When they always line up on the side of tyranny, why? Because they can continue to keep a good portion of the population of China subjugated. They benefit. The people of China don't. Hey, Apple benefits. Hey, Meta, Google, they benefit. You don't. When you don't have access to information, when you don't have access to opinions, when you don't have access to educational resources, they benefit at your expense. And that's when you realize that this is no longer a government for the people, by the people, because they seek to benefit companies like Apple. And not just Apple. Let's just get into the larger problem here. And this is why when people say, who do you think is going to be the Republican candidate? Not that I don't care. It's not nearly as relevant, though, as this consolidation of power with really five companies. If you want to be very generous, 10. So let's look at just a handful of companies that control the entire flow of information outside of, recently, Elon Musk, right? So you've got Jeff Bezos at Amazon. You've got Sundar Pichai, I think is how it's pronounced, and Susan Wojcicki, that's Google and YouTube. You have, number three, you have Zuckerberg, Facebook and Meta. Then you have Tim Cook at, what am I at, number four now? Tim Cook at Apple. And then you have Bill Gates, Microsoft. That's five people. That's five people. Let me ask you. Especially if something like Parler is removed from the App Store. God forbid they try and do something like that with a place like Rumble. Okay? If those people decide in unison and in tandem, they say, hey, you know what? We don't like this opinion. We're going to get rid of this person. Like, I don't know, they did with Donald Trump, with Alex Jones, and with a sitting president, Donald Trump. If they decide that, where are you going to get the information? It's not even just a monopoly. It's that these people all work together. And right now you are seeing them work together in real time to try and eliminate their one competitor. Elon Musk. That is ball-retractingly scary.
All right, so a little bit of flavored language there, but they're completely right. It should be terrifying that you have corporations who can make a government bow the knee to them. There are so many bad movies with this same type of monologue wrote into it, where you have the bad guy corporation who is, you know, more or less the ruling and de facto king over a government. What do we do, America? I do not have faith in our voting. I don't think I'm going to vote anymore. So what do we do? Train, prep, and pray, right? That's what Wrecker always says. Train, prep, and pray. Get active. Start creating your networks now. Start working on your fiefdoms now. Start finding those plots of land to buy now. I would say to get busy now. And don't procrastinate. This situation can and will only get worse. Donald Trump cannot change what's happening. When Donald Trump became the president, he couldn't control anything that was happening around this country. That's why it all devolved. And everybody looked at Trump saying, "What are you doing, man? Can't you do something?" No. No, he can't. He could tell the federal government how to operate, and he did a piss poor job at it. I'm a fan of Trump, but he did a piss poor job at it. Trump, if you come back, you need to fire 3/4 of the government and not rehire them. My own personal opinion. I'm at the point now to where I say that we should probably completely disband federal law enforcement and make it be only reliant upon the states and the governors to have their law enforcement. Because you have entities like the Department of Justice and the FBI and DHS and many of their other sister agencies that are out there that have become small armies. They're too powerful. The FBI is too powerful. The CIA is too powerful. Look at all the infiltration amongst the American people. Are you trying to cause panic? Or do you want more riots? Do you want a civil conflict? Continue to go the path we are, politicians. It will happen. And you will be blamed for it. And we just wanted to be left alone. Remember that. More tomorrow. We're going to go to part two of the infrastructure of the Antichrist. This is just the beginning. It's just to line it up. Tomorrow we're going to talk about digital currency. I got a few snips from Glenn Beck. He made some really good points that I'm sure if y'all don't know, you should be listening to Glenn Beck. I'm going to play some of those points tomorrow. I'm going to gather some more material from some other people. Hopefully Thursday we'll have L.A. Marzulli on, talk about some cryptids and paranormal stuff, have a little break. Hopefully we won't have to talk about politics for one day. If you don't know this, please follow the American Vindicta Show on YouTube, on Rumble. I am highly shadow banned on YouTube. I don't know what all is going on with it. I've got 2 strikes. I think mid-December, the strikes go away. So I can, you know, come back with another 3 rounds, hopefully. If you want to support me, if you want to support what we're doing, then you can go to the AmericanVindictaShow.com. Go to the donations part. There's a P.O. box if you want to send donations. There's also a Give, Send, Go if you want to be able to put the donations in that part. Everything that you do helps to support me, my family, and to keep this show running and to keep my mouth going. I just want you to know that you have an ally. You have someone fighting for you. So if you can help keep me in the fight, that would be great. If you can't, please pray for us. Write us. If you got topics, if you got stories, if you got anything paranormal, I love that type of stuff. UFOs, Bigfoot, crazy stuff. I got some cool guys who have sent me some stuff with orbs. It's just awesome stuff to watch. So, you know, please send me the stuff. If you've emailed me and I haven't emailed you back, don't freak out. I'm not ignoring you. I get a lot of emails. Just, you know, resend an email. Hey, Doug, you know, pay attention to this. Thank you to everybody who supports me. Thank you for everyone who likes this show, listens to it, shares it. I hope you're subscribed. Please join the Patreon account. That's another way that you can help to support this. The thing with Patreon, and like a lot of these other guys, is I don't get on there every single day and do stuff on it. It takes me a couple hours to generate just this one podcast throughout the day. And then typically I have a couple hours to myself to get stuff done here around the farm. And then I'm on with Dave at night. By the way, thecommonsenseshow.com.tv. Make sure you're signed up there. And also Heroes Nation. Make sure you're signed up on Heroes Nation. That's the official backup. I want to thank GS Radio for being the mother station for the American Vindictus Show. Who knows how long we're going to get to do this, guys. So make sure that you're supporting one another. You're loving one another as Christ told you to. Love your brother. Pray for your enemies. Just be ready. Sell your cloak and buy a sword. It's getting to be that time. Take care of yourself. 360 degrees of situational awareness when you're out and about. Things are getting really dangerous out there. And stay frosty. The enemy's out there.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
You can find this show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindictus Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindictus Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration.
exploration with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.